This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back to How Hot Is It? Hottest month in history. Oh, you people in Arizona, you keep sending me emails, and I feel you. In Phoenix, in Tucson, too, you're hitting some of it. Phoenix, 31 days over 110 degrees. Wow, wow, wow. If you have Twitter and it's on your phone, you may have noticed the bird is completely gone, and now there is an X marks the spot that is sitting on the face of your phone. That's the app now. It's an X, not a bird. Don't panic. I also got some emails about that as well. Paul Rubens, or many people remember him as Pee Wee Herman, dead at the age of 70. All part of some of what we're going to talk about here in this very first hour of the show. Plus your thoughts. Mailbag, mailbag, mailbag. What's on your mind? And by the numbers. And a story you're not going to believe involving the cops and a family simply tooling around minding their own business. That's a hint. Let's start, though, with Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman. So like I said, he was 70 years old. He was really battling cancer, kind of kept it on the down low, didn't want people to feel sorry for him. You know, the tagline that people always say, he fought bravely and fought for years and years with his tenacity and his wit. While he is known for Pee-wee, and boy, he made a lot of kids laugh, a lot of adults laugh at some of his sarcastic winks, I'll call them. He also appeared in a lot of other movies, too. Some people don't realize this. Of course, he started out as a comedian. He got a nice break with the Groundlings. There were a lot of famous people that were part of that Groundlings group, and he was just another one coming out of there. He was actually the president of his high school drama club at Sarasota High School. He was voted the most talented. You know when they have those yearbook things and they say the person most likely to do XYZ? That was the scoop, that he was the funniest. He was most likely to go on to a big career, and he did go on to a very, very big and successful career. He landed a spot at Saturday Night Live, and that's when he really took that Pee-wee character to the stage. He did it at the Groundlings in the early 80s, and then he eventually filmed an HBO special the same way, and there was just something about the way he was dressed, the whimsicalness, the way he talked, all of that, that really hit people. So he had the Tim Burton film, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He had the television series, Pee-wee's Playhouse. He had Broadway's The Pee-wee Herman Show. He had a Netflix movie, Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Pee-wee's Playhouse ran for like 4 years, and he got 15 Emmy nods in that time. 15 Emmys nominated. The show itself nominated for 3 Emmys. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he was such an interesting performer when he wasn't doing Pee-wee. So he was part of DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I used to watch Gotham. He was in Gotham. I used to watch The Blacklist. Did you watch The Blacklist? He was in The Blacklist. And he was in a movie that I also liked that was based on a true story. And it was called Blow. And Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz were both of his co-stars in that. He had a pretty chunky, big character part, I'll call it that. So he's survived by his sister and a brother and nieces and whatnot. And it was cancer that took his life at the age of 70. There was another death in Hollywood. A lot of people kind of glommed on to a series called Euphoria. Angus Cloud, dead at the age of 25. He was a rising actor, obviously. His family announced that he had died. Not many more details, just saying it's with a heavy heart. They had to say goodbye to an incredible human being. And first responders hustled to get to him. He was in Oakland on the other side of California, and they could not revive him in any way. But he had a chunky role in Euphoria. His name was Fresco. He was a drug dealer, and he was tight with the lead in that show. Her name is Zendaya, famous model, actress, and in that show her name is Rue. So dead at the age of 25. Rip to two different types of people, young and older, and made a mark in the land of Hollywood. In the meantime, everybody else is sweating it out. I mean, that's what's happening, folks. We know it. All of the people are hot in a lot of places. But Phoenix, what is going on? I talked to someone today just in Arizona. This was somebody who bounced back and forth from Tucson to Phoenix. They had two places because they had family in one place, family in another place. And they were telling me something I might have mentioned on the air, but it's the truth. You know those cactus you see everywhere? Some of them, they have different names. Some of them are huge and some of them are kind of medium. All the cactuses, it seems, are collapsing because they are dying from the inside out of the heat. They're burning up, basically. It is crazy, crazy hot. So where you are, it might be hot, but it's very hot there. And, you know, we've seen this in the lower Southwest, especially in June, from Texas across New Mexico, Arizona, and into the California desert, too, as well. The concern of a lot of people is not just are people hydrating, getting out of the heat, what about air, what about centers where people can go if they lose air, all of that. But the other concern is fire, right? When it's super dry, it doesn't take much to set off a fire. And we're seeing, once again, Riverside County. A lot of people are listening to us in Riverside County, and many of you reached out to me. That historic heat wave that is starting to hit in that area, you're seeing that you've got the body fire that's now in those hills in Riverside County. And you had more than 1,300 people that had to evacuate their homes on Saturday because of that. And in Washington State, a wildfire jumped an international line into British Columbia. Hundreds of fires across Canada, as we know, have burned a landmass the size of Cuba, which so many people were feeling the smoke from that. So you got this triple-digit heat in so many places where it's really, really hitting. Burbank, California, which is like 10 miles north of Los Angeles, they're seeing some crazy things that are happening with animals. Police are talking about bear sightings in just residential neighborhoods. You would never see that happening before. They found a bear sitting in a jacuzzi behind one of the houses and then found another one as well. So beating the heat is the name of the game, and pushing fire back is absolutely something that is also happening, and it is. What can we do to get out of this? And by the way, the extreme heat is also hitting the eastern part of the United States and the Midwest and the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic. A lot of records are falling. So the question of how hot is it? Yeah, it's just not funny anymore, is it? All right, stay with us on the flip side. That couple, the crazy encounter with the cops, next.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Terrifying situation, but this is what happened in the city that I used to live very, very close to. Police in Frisco mistakenly held a black couple at gunpoint and handcuffed their son just a couple weeks ago after mistyping their car's license plate into the system. You know how police come up to you, then they go back to the car and typing, you could see them typing, and that's what was happening. It led them to falsely believe the car the family was driving was stolen, because when they were running the plate, the officer mistakenly told the system the plate was from Arizona. In reality, it had an Arkansas license plate. It led the system to tell the officers that car was a hot car. That's what the Frisco Police Department immediately released a statement earlier in the day about that. Body cam footage shows a police officer holding the family definitely at gunpoint. They ordered the family to show their hands, commanded the driver exit the car, face away from the officers, lift up her shirt while spinning to reveal her waistband, walk backwards, all of that. She's telling the officer, and you can hear this, that the car belonged to her, and clarified she's from Arkansas, not Arizona. And body cam footage from another officer shows that she became very concerned when her son was handcuffed and said, "Oh, please don't do that. This is traumatizing. What are y'all doing? Don't treat him this way." Anyway, the officers realized their mistake. Eventually, they acknowledged it to the family. They said, "This is an honest mistake." That's what the officer told one of the boys in the car, because there were two. Another took responsibility, speaking to the parents, said, "That's on me." The Frisco police chief said in a statement, "We made a mistake. Our department's not going to hide from its mistakes. We will learn from the mistakes Now there's a civil rights attorney that's involved in this because he's saying that he believed that they were profiled and violated their constitutional rights. And it would be a very traumatic situation, especially they apparently were going to some tournament. This is an easy, quiet suburb. They're going down the road, not expecting that to happen, and certainly not expecting the one son to be cuffed that way. Just a terrible situation that's putting a big, terrible, terrible situation that's putting a gigantic spotlight on Frisco, which is a town that's about a suburb, which is about 20 minutes outside of Dallas. You might remember Frisco for a mass shooting. There was a shooting that happened in Frisco not too long ago that we talked about. That was an outdoor mall where a kid came out of a car and started opening fire at people randomly at this mall, and there were people that were killed, and Frisco made national news then too. There's a place called Plano. Plano and Frisco are well-known areas outside of Dallas. So people are outraged by this, and they're talking a lot about what has happened there. All right, something else that's being talked about a lot is the new polls that are out. You know, I used to say I am the poll princess because I would always mention the numbers in the polls, and we're actually doing a segment about numbers we can count at the tail end of the show, but this one is worth giving you right at the top. A New York Times Siena poll shows that the former president, Trump, has extended his lead over Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, by 37 points. So people keep talking about, well, what's going to happen, and what's going to happen with the indictments against the former president? Will that lead to anything, and will he fend them off and go through the court proceedings and come out on the other side? And what happens when you have all these other Republicans running against him? And the answer is, who's running against him? I mean, if the race were head-to-head, you know, he beats DeSantis by a 2-1 margin. 54% to 17% is huge. The former vice president, Mike Pence, 3%. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, 3%. Former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, 3%. Chris Christie, former New Jersey governor, 2%. 2%, right? So it is, by virtue of so many polls, very clear what's happening and what could easily happen in the primary. So when there's a lot of conversation about, is this another Biden-Trump part two, it sure does look that way, right? There's a lot of time between now and the primaries, but time flies, doesn't it? And these polls just keep, the gap keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it is about raising money, right? Part of that, when you have a campaign, getting the word out even more, even when you have a name. So the former president's joint fundraising committee brought in more than $53 million during the first 6 months of the year. But the committees associated with the 2024 White House bid have spent even more. The high rate of spending is, in the former president's leadership PAC, more than 70%, $21 million of the total disbursements during the first 6 months of the year went to pay legal bills for the former president and his associates. The legal bill is up to, the estimate anyway, is up to $40 million. Like every time you hear about these charges and the indictments and all of that, $40 million. Wow. So it's a different kind of numbers game that we're talking about here. And there's no question that as much as a poll can be slanted in one way, there's a margin of error. This is not a margin of error. When you keep seeing the shift and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it just seems like an impossible hill to climb. And there are going to be debates, but even at looking at debates and looking at the landscape of more people maybe jumping into the race, it's pretty clear that you have a runaway front runner, and it is the former president. Is it shocking to me? No. Is it shocking to many of you? No. But it is interesting that more people are talking about being involved, talking about jumping in, talking about fundraising. And some of the people that I mentioned, like Nikki Haley, has been running for a long time now, and Tim Scott. And we're not even up to that. Let's get into the debates. Let's get into the primary season. So watching the polls on this one is pretty interesting. On the Democratic side, it doesn't matter because it's Biden, 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 and there's nobody that's declaring they're going to really run against other than RFK Jr. And he's a blip. He's not showing up at all, getting a lot of publicity and a lot of publicity from all kinds of people. You know, Sean Hannity did a town hall with him. But even looking at that, it's still not enough to move any kind of a line, any kind of a number, you know, whatsoever. It's just not shifting at all. Coming up, your thoughts when we hit the mailbag. A lot of you talked about what I think is one of the creepiest, saddest, sickest things that I have ever talked about or heard about. And when I initially heard the story of Lori Vallow Daybell, I felt so awful for anyone connected to her family, as she got a sentence of life in prison for the murders of each of her children, the 16-year-old Ty Lee and 7-year-old Joshua, as well as for a conspiracy to commit murder and the death of Tammy Daybell, the first wife of her husband, Chad Daybell. If you don't know the story, they chopped up the kids, burned them, buried them, the same thing with the ex-wife. Then, just days later, were off on a Hawaii vacation getting married. She showed no remorse whatsoever in the courtroom when this was all being announced. Nothing, didn't blink an eye. Said that she had talked to her children and they were with the spirits. Wow. All right, you have thoughts on that and other things as well that are happening across the nation? We're going to the mailbag next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father on speakerphone while meeting with business partners. Devin Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee today behind closed doors. The panel is investigating whether Joe Biden played a role in his son's foreign business dealings while vice president. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is laying out his economic vision for the U.S. in New Hampshire today while criticizing the Biden administration.
American families have been saddled with weak economic growth, high prices, Their quality of life has stagnated.
The Florida governor vowed to reverse President Biden's energy and climate regulations. The actor best known for portraying Pee Wee Herman has died. Comedian Paul Rubens was 70. He was undergoing treatment for cancer. He created and starred in the TV series Pee Wee's Playhouse and parlayed that into two movies. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, I got this one from Pat in Arizona. He says, oh, Kate, yes, it is hot. We are hot, 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 hot. Even the pool seems warm to me. It's more like a jacuzzi. But lucky for most of us, we have places where we can go inside and hide. Hide and be cool and not be out in the middle of it. I feel sorry for the construction workers. It seems as though in my area there's a lot of construction going on. I see them with giant jugs of water, and it is insanity when you think of the asphalt. I know you talked about that the other day. But what I wanted to mention is, how about the fact that, yes, indeed, you're right, somebody has to win. Nobody won that Mega Millions deal, so I guess now it's over $1 billion. And it is obvious to just let your mind wander for 2 seconds that if you were the person that was sort of struck by lightning and you hit that jackpot, what would it be like to have more than $500 million in cold cash? I like the way you put cold in there, cold cash. I know, I've talked about Arizona. It's terrible, right? Parts of Texas, terrible. Parts of Oklahoma, terrible. A lot of places in the Southwest, definitely. What do we say every single day? What do you probably hear every single day? Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And I said, I've told my story where I thought I was having heat stroke, and I probably was on the verge of it because I was so ill, thinking I'm in good shape. I don't need a lot of water when it was triple digit temperatures that I was getting hit with. And that was just for a couple of days. I can't imagine all those days in a row. So as to the $1 billion with the Mega Millions, you know, it would be $527 million, I think, if all the taxes are taken out. It's like their fourth biggest prize in this particular game. And so there you go. I mean, that's a lot of cash. You're right. It's a lot of cash. I think it would take a while to kind of wrap your mind around that would be the first thing. And then the second thing would be, when are you changing your name? When are you moving? Because if it's a state where everybody knows, everyone's going to know you won the jackpot. So that's what you would kind of have to think about, really. You know, there was somebody that won $20 million in Syracuse, New York, but that was way back in like the second or third week of April. So that's why it keeps climbing and climbing and climbing and climbing. All right, let's move on to this one, more serious. This one is from Trish. She says, Kate, I'm just outraged by a woman who murders her children, says she is doing them a favor, has no remorse in her face whatsoever. As the sentence is read for the murder of her two children and the wife, I guess the ex-wife of her husband, and apparently she had a chance to speak, and when she spoke it was that much worse. So I can't imagine being a relative sitting in the courthouse and not wanting to resort to violence. Frankly, I'm not a violent person, but would I want to lunge after her and give her a smash in the face? I think so. And again, I'm not a violent person. I'm a mother. I am somebody who cares about children of all sort. And I know that you do. And I know so many people in this great country do. And it is just so damn sad to hear that story. Yeah, there are no words for this Idaho mother. She was sentenced on Monday. You said it. Life in prison. No possibility of parole. Of course not. She murdered her 16-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son, along with her husband, Chad. And they did heinous things to the bodies and buried them. And, I mean, luckily they were found. And she said, when she spoke, she said that, she said in court, she said that she had spoken to Jesus, her children, and her husband's wife after their deaths, and said they were happy and extremely busy in heaven, saying that, you know, accidental deaths happen, suicides happen, fatal side effects happen from medications. And she said Jesus Christ knows that no one was murdered in this case. Now, for the judge's part, as he was listening to all this nonsense, he said, I don't believe that any God in any religion would want to have this happen. And the families of the victims did get to say something. I listened to what the sister had to say about the woman that was murdered. She said, I miss my sister every day. I'll grieve for her for the rest of my life. I'll always remember that. And then said, as for you, I choose to forget you. And as I leave this courthouse today, I choose to never think of you again, period. Just awful. And what I think the thing is the fact that, you know, as the prosecutor said, it was obvious they were removing these children and the ex-wife as obstacles to what they were going to do financially, how they could profit because they made money from their deaths. And so they were also convicted, by the way, of grand theft. They were collecting Social Security benefits, like on behalf of the children. She didn't report her children missing to keep collecting the money and, you know, all of that. So the case closed, so to speak, on a really horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Unimaginable for most of us, for sure. Luckily, hopefully. This one comes to us from Matthew, and Matthew says, Kate, because of you, I have kind of gotten a little interested in the U.S. women. You're right. We should support the anybody who is playing on an international stage for the United States, I, like you, really am not huge into soccer, but it has been interesting to watch it, although I fear the next game is at a very wicked time, much later than even your show. So I think I'll be listening to your recap of what happens against Portugal. Well, I'm glad that you're on board and supporting. Yeah. So the U.S. Women's National Team, they're at the World Cup, and they're looking to, you know, notch another link in the road to getting the World Cup. It would be three in a row if they did. They would make all kinds of history. 3 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday. It's being played in Auckland, New Zealand, and it is Portugal is the opponent. It's the first appearance for Portugal ever at the World Cup. But they're not a weak team. They're a strong team, so it's not going to be easy to just overlook them. And especially the U.S. had a 1-1 draw against the Netherlands last week, thank goodness, because it was looking like it was going to be 1-0. So that's the good news there. And then there's all kinds of scenarios about what happens. What happens if the Americans win? Of course, they move on, which is good. But they could, so they would progress with a win over Portugal, and then they have to have some other things happen with some other teams too as well. But, I mean, it's fun to watch and support, definitely. And this is a whole different team because not all the names are necessarily household names. You have a group of younger soccer stars who are getting some attention, but they're still not as known as some of the bigger names, although some of them are still around, like Alex Morgan. Many, many people are familiar with Alex Morgan. All right, let's go to this one. This one, I love how we kind of are jumping around here. This one is from Thomas, who says, Kate, I'm telling you, I am somebody who likes the heat, but I don't know that I can claim that any longer. I live in Arizona. I listen to you in Tucson, and I have a brother that lives in Phoenix, and it's just a little bit hotter, but that little bit hotter makes a lot of difference. However, it's not hot here in Tucson, and we keep hearing every day what it really feels like, what the temperature is like, how many days in a row, and how dangerous it is, and what it feels like at night. And so I'm hoping that we get some of this rainfall that they're talking about. They're calling it the North American monsoon, but that we should get some more sporadic storms. And that rain in midweek would, I think, feel pretty good. It would, because, you know, being in that heat dome, just like Springfield is, just like Dallas is, just like New Orleans is, and it's not, when you say monsoon, like this North American monsoon, it's not definitely so much the rain, but it's, as it's been explained to me many times, it's the wind direction, and that helps, and it gives you some of that breeze that even goes further inland. So that would be a very good thing. It certainly would be great along the Gulf area for the people that are in New Orleans and some of those areas. But and maybe those thunderstorms and the gusty wind and all of that will lead to some heavy rain, although, you know, what happens if you get too much heavy rain quickly, that pounds you for a small amount of time in some of those low-lying areas, you get those floods. Ugh, yikes. Something I hope that doesn't happen. All right, coming up as we head for the exits here in this first hour, it's all about the numbers, and we're talking about some pretty interesting ones next.
Ever feel feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Saying that RFK Jr. collected $6.47 million in July. He is challenging President Biden for the 24 Democratic presidential nomination, and his super PAC is American Values 2024, and he got about $5 billion after his congressional testimony. So that was a big push there in the middle of that. The super PAC is supported by Tim Mellon, who's a former mega donor for the former president, Donald Trump. Also Democratic Party donor, Abby Rockefeller. You're recognizing some of these names. Gavin DeBecker. You might remember him. Huge security consultant. Was a bodyguard for a lot of famous people back in the day and then started a big business with consulting about security. And he's an author, and he's close to Jeff Bezos, you know, the money circles. It's all the same names that you hear over and over and over again. In that hearing where he ended up with the $5 million afterwards, he talked about being censored by YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and facing a lot of contentious questions during that time. And he's getting bipartisan support. So that's the thing that some people are backing. But I told you the numbers already, but let's just look at the Democratic numbers. In Real Clear Politics, in a polling average, Biden is at 63.2%. Kennedy is at 13.7%. 13.7%. So it's interesting. The PAC that I just mentioned, American Values, is going to file its Federal Elections Commission. They have to file those, its first one, and they raised about $9.8 million in the first 6 months of 2023. You know, there's something about the history of a company, and there's something about recognizing a brand that maybe you don't necessarily hear a lot about, but you see it. You just see it. If you have driven anywhere in the United States, I'm going to say anywhere, I bet you've seen trucks that have in black, in big letters, a thing called yellow on the back of them. It just says yellow, and then it is outlined, and this is their logo, and it has orange in it. I know you know it. It's a 99-year-old trucking company, pretty dominant, especially in the beginning. When it started, they're done. No more yellow trucks. They're laying off 30,000 workers, 30,000 workers. And it's all kinds of different workers. So dock workers, of course, 22,000 drivers, also part of that. The company stopped picking up freight from its customers and is making only deliveries of freight already in the system. So that's that. I mean, you know, one of the things that this is a company that moved so much freight. This is a company that absolutely a national company with terminals and employees spread between 300 terminals nationwide. But things went lopsided, especially with some of the strike threats and the union and all of that. They couldn't come to an agreement on a new contract that was also part of that. And so they decided that that's it, that, you know, they talked about a bankruptcy filing and that that they're closing the doors. What's interesting is this part of it, this other part of it that you might not be thinking about, right? So during the pandemic, Yellow, the company, had gotten a loan. Despite the fact that they were, by the way, facing charges of defrauding the government by overbilling on shipments of items for the U.S. military, which they eventually settled that dispute without admitting wrongdoing, but they had to pay a $6.85 million fine. And, you know, again, Yellow handles pallet-sized shipments of freight, moving shipments from different customers in the same truck. That's part of the deal with this. So you and I are going to fit some of this bill. The company got a $700 million loan from the government in 2020, a loan that resulted in taxpayers holding 30% of the outstanding stock. The company still owed the Treasury Department more than $700 million. That's from their latest quarterly report. So when that happens, that's what we get stuck with, right? We get stuck with the goods in a much, much different way. I mean, look, the trucking industry was different when they first came about so many years ago. And now you look at where freight is and you look at some of the dominant movers. But Yellow was absolutely one of those. And now it is no longer. Plus, as I mentioned, all those people lose their jobs. 30,000 people total out, completely out. Imagine being proposed to and then waiting for a wedding that happens 7,000 days later. Michelle Yeoh married her partner, Jean Todt, after 7,000 days when he first proposed. And you may recognize her name. She just won an Academy Award in the spring for Best Actress for a movie that she was in. So it's 19 years, and then they decided, well, what the heck, we're going to tie the knot. And it's just interesting. It's interesting because of looking at when they first met and what he was doing and then what she was doing then, because you're talking about almost two decades of life in between that. And he actually had a pretty big name in the world of rally championship racing and Formula One. He's a former president of Formula One's governing body, and he is currently serves as the United Nations Secretary General's Special Envoy for Road Safety. So there you go. Sometimes you got to wait. But, I mean, eventually there might be a wedding somewhere at the end of that. That is a long time when it's put that way, right? 7,000. Wow. I saw something that was kind of all over today about how one drink, just one drink, affects your blood pressure. Blood pressure is a big thing, obviously, not just for somebody who's older, but somebody who is younger. And what this report showed from this University of Modena, what it showed was that they found no beneficial effects in adults who drank a low level of alcohol compared to those who didn't drink alcohol. And that just even one drink, it made the top number in blood pressure reading go up with men and with women. And of course, the older you get, there's the risk of cardiovascular disease and whatnot. But what they also found at Boston University is that alcohol is not the sole driver of increases in blood pressure, but the findings they had also contributed the fact that it does affect it in a meaningful way, that there was no safe amount of alcohol. Because remember that there was always this theory that, well, you know, one glass, that's not going to kill you. That's not a big deal. One glass a day. You know, what does that mean? It may even depend on the pour, which some people think, meaning it's like wine drinkers. How much wine is going into, you know, that glass? So another study looked at these seven studies that were done in Japan, South Korea, and the United States between 1997 and 2021. They followed 19,000 adults from age 20 to 70 who had no prior diagnoses of alcoholism, binge drinking, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or liver disease over an average five-year span. They talked about what they were drinking and all of that, and they found that the impact on blood pressure was more significant if a person's readings were already heading upward when the study started, and that didn't necessarily have to center around alcohol. So you be the judge on what to do. We end on that note. Be safe, people. Be sane, and please be happy.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.